This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
We were able to measure a significant spike in coverage, just largely attributable to bloggers as soon as that product emerged.
This is Rocky Mountain Voices, and I'm Kip Meekum here today with Cheryl Snap Connor. And your title, Cheryl?
I am a partner in Snap Norris Group, SNG PR.
Cheryl and I go back quite a ways, and we're going to talk for a couple of minutes here about the convergence of public relations and social media. So with that, Cheryl, why don't you take a moment and introduce yourself? Tell us how Snap Norris Group came to be one of Utah's premier public relations firms.
Snap Norris Group, which is currently going through a branding evolution, we're becoming SNG PR just to expand ourselves for traditional participants coming down the wire. But we are 3 years old. We formed in December 1st of, actually 4 years old, 2002. Time's gotten away from me. So it's been an interesting 4 years, but we came together to become really a very focused PR agency. Leslie Norris and I are co-founders and partners in SNG PR. We have grown from 6 individuals to, I think at latest count, 22. I have to double check.
Wow, that's growth.
Yeah. The growth has come quickly. We've actually been one of the fastest growing 25 under 5 for the last 3 years.
Well, congratulations.
And we were recently acknowledged as a couple of things. One of the 15 emerging elite from Mountain West Venture Capital, and then also named the Reader's Choice PR firm for the state of Utah by Connect Magazine.
These are all coveted awards here in the Wasatch Front. So congratulations.
Thanks.
There are a lot of aspects relative to the business climate today, Cheryl, that are under evolution. Well, if not evolution, revolution. You know, from supply chain management to marketing to, you know, public relations issues. And this, again, revolution. Talk for a few moments to us about where PR stands in this whole digital revolution, this thing that, you know, some choose to call Web 2.0. Mm-hmm. What is it doing to public relations as you've known it for the years that you've been in the business?
Well, interestingly, I moderated a panel last week. Well, we noted in that panel discussion that the ground is shifting underneath our feet. Public relations continues to be essential, vital, critical to all of that process, but it's a moving target. It continues to be essential, but we have to just operate with extreme care and are in new territory in a lot of respects when it comes to Web 2.0.
Talk about the impact of this shifting ground in terms of public relations and social media and the comfort level of your clients or companies that come to you with this new change that's upon them. How are they responding? What's it doing to how they do business?
Well, interestingly, our clients have varied levels of comfort with this new phenomena. All of them agree that it's important. Some of them are shining example. Others are a little unsure what to do, and really that's our job, that's our role, to give some strategic guidance to what operations in the blogosphere can and can't do for a company.
Keeping them from ending up with that deer in the headlights look when a blog post goes out or such.
It could be a crisis. Badly handled, it could be a crisis, and it's new territory for pretty much everyone right now.
Are there, in your mind, Cheryl, are there best practices when a company has a blogosphere PR crisis? What would you advise them to do? How do you advise them to respond?
It would depend on the situation, but we're evolving some best practice recommendations for our clients. One of them is to not fear their employees' participation in blogs, even the CEO's participation in blogs. But one of the most key elements is to recognize that it's a two-way conversation. It's not going to be a company brochure. In fact, it wouldn't be well received if it were.
Absolutely.
So it's really going to be a more open communication and more open dialogue with less control than our clients have been accustomed to ever before.
I'm sure that your advising of these clients, as you said, is kind of their responses have been varied in terms of how they're embracing social media. What are some of the successes that you're seeing some of your clients or maybe even companies that aren't your clients but that you're aware of that are successfully using social media and public relations?
Well, I'll name two examples. Alteris, who actually spoke on the panel with me last week, is a real shining example. They are a client, but they jumped in really early to the phenomena of blogging and have an excellent corporate blog called Alteris Juice. And unless something is absolutely illegal or defamatory, it doesn't get removed, whether it comes from the company or from the customers. It's wide open. Interestingly, Alteris had a product launch during the year in 2006 that approached the consumer small business community more than the company had ever been able to do in the past.
Yeah, this is a pretty enterprise-ish venture here.
It is, and a public company, so they have to operate with caution in that respect. But we actually did a campaign that was targeted very much to the bloggers and sent them something that was not very materially valuable, but a 4-pack of apple juice with a lime green vivid wrapper that said Alteris Juice and gave all kinds of messages about this consumer product that we were about to unveil. And it was well received. In fact, people were comparing notes with each other. Did you make the list? Were you on the list? Did you get your juice? What do you think about this product? We were able to measure a significant spike in coverage, just largely attributable to bloggers as soon as that product emerged.
Interesting. PR in a can. Let's talk about, if you're comfortable.
Sure.
Notable failures. Whether this is clientele or maybe something that you've, that's probably not a fair question to ask, have you rat out your clients, but something, you know, everyone's familiar with the whole pyramid lock thing, so put that aside, but are there failures that you've observed as a professional on the outside looking in where you said, wow, they just really didn't handle that very well?
There have been a number of them, and it you really can't place blame because it's such new territory for everyone involved. But I noted in particular a couple of companies and even a couple of PR firms who just said, we're at the helm of this. We're going to be in front of this trend and put out blogs that were really not compelling, not significant, and ended up just sitting there and freezing, costing a lot of resource. In fact, some cases leave a bad taste in the mouth of customers if they feel like their company, their supporting constituents, are spending all kinds of time investing in this blog activity that's not meaningful to their business instead of paying attention to their accounts. I've seen a couple of notable tech vendors, even in Utah Valley, who've put up blogs who've ended up having nothing compelling, and luckily nothing horrible happened. They just sit there stagnant.
Right.
Haven't been worth it, couldn't be measured, didn't produce any ROI, and so for going out very vocally and saying this is a big deal, I'd say that counts as a failure.
Yeah, I think a real challenge that we recognize in the social media landscape is the metrics issue. It is difficult. So I think that there are clearly issues there technology-wise that make it challenging. But, you know, it's the age-old best practices for the web. Stale content will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's important. What do you think is going to happen to this, as you put it, shifting sand in the next 12 months? Is there going to be some cement to stand on here? Do you see any trends emerging that are going to allow us or allow companies to plan a little better their PR, social media, interaction, and execution?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball. I can't say with any complete certainty how things are going to look even 12 months out from right now. But I would say with a high degree of certainty that every company needs to be far more cognizant of the credibility and the impact of people who blog. So the press targets, if you will, that a company needs to interact with, build a working relationship with, go beyond the publications. The bloggers are included there as well. In fact, some of the main publications are blogging. That means that press can go up much more quickly than it ever could in the past. You don't even need to have a release out on Business Wire before it's going to be out there.
Yeah, it's news before your release hits the wire.
Correct.
Last question on the podcast today, Cheryl. If you could have lunch with any three people alive on the planet today, and it doesn't need to be all three of them around the same table, just three people of interest to you in your life, who would they be, and what would you want to talk with them about?
Well,
they got to be alive.
They got to be alive. I'd say Warren Buffett.
Okay.
He's very down-to-earth, smart investment strategies. He's someone I'd like to get to know. President George Bush, I'd say personal admiration, curiosity, a lot of things I'd like to ask him, and probably, thirdly, Bill Gates.
Interesting conversations would come out of a lunch with each of those gentlemen, I think.
I think so.
Well, Cheryl, if a company wants to figure this out and since we're talking about the Rocky Mountain region here. Mm-hmm. How would they go about doing that? Tell us how to find out more about the services that you offer.
A couple of ways. One would be to simply visit our website, which is sng.com. Another would just be call us up. Call me, Cheryl Snap Connor, or Leslie Norris, managing partner.
We've been speaking today with Cheryl Snap Connor, partner and executive director of PR services at SNG PR. Cheryl, thanks for a great podcast.
Thanks very much.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.